this teaching I'm going to do or I'm about to do, if you understand it, is the key to your change. If you understand it, it is the key to your open door. So, in the realm of the spirit, or in God's realm, there are usually two streams by which God causes change. There is the stream of the anointing, and there is the stream of faith. Are you with me? The stream of the anointing is where God does something supernatural almost without the input of man. Are you guys what I'm saying? It almost looks magical where the power of God just flows and gets something done. As a pastor, I've seen that by the grace of God in my life. There are some miracles I have seen. Even me that prayed for the people, I am as shocked as the people who received their healing. Are you with me? I'm as shocked because it's the anointing. The anointing is supernatural. And by the grace of God, it is something that I've been working in even when I did not know I was working in it. How did I discover that there was a healing anointing flowing through me? I was preaching in our, when we started, we were in the classroom. And while we were preaching, I was still preaching. And one of my legs, the knee, began to pain me. It pained me so seriously that I didn't have knee pain before I came to this stage to preach. The people in church were no more than 10. Let's just say 10, 15, thereabouts. And I could sense God was showing me there was somebody in the crowd that was sick, having that pain. I just said, see, there is someone here. You came to this service with a pain in your knee. This woman raised her hand. Actually, her daughter brought her because she had had that pain for years, like excruciating pain for years. Well, once it shows up like this, she cannot drive, she cannot do anything. So I stretched my hand to her and prayed for her, and she became healed. She came back and gave her testimony. Then I remember too that when I was in university, if I pray for people, there will be people I will pray for. Some will tell me I have heart palpitation. Once I pray for them, I will start feeling the pain in my own body. I will keep on praying. Once that pain leaves me, the person is healed. And I began to see the move of the anointing. But later on, the Lord began to teach me something. Apart from the anointing, because sometimes, by the sovereignty of God, it may not work with the anointing. But there is something that works for everybody. It's called faith. Are you getting me? There is a stream of faith where God wants you to participate with him. Are you getting this? Where God wants you to participate with him in creating the supernatural. Say amen. Romans chapter 10 from verse 1. It says, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Verse 2. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. Please listen. See, a person can be zealous, spiritually zealous, but without the right knowledge, he's wasting his time. And if you understand spiritual things, when you see people like that, your heart will break. You'll be bothered. The person is active. Active. He may have a so-called religious zeal, but if he does not have the right knowledge, he will not get the right results. Are you getting this? Please, even though you feel like you have been a member of New Bridge for the last 5 years, listen to what I'm saying. Are you with me? Listen. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. Verse 3. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted unto the righteousness of God. So, they are zealous, they are doing their own thing, they are active in church, they are doing stuff. And after a while, you see them saying things like, one of the ways you know that people are in these shoes is like, I was cheated and I was going to church. Am I not praying? Am I not doing what I'm supposed to do? Am I not serving God? What is happening? Listen to me. Are you with me? But what they are not seeing is that there are things that God may be saying that they did not get. There is a knowledge required that they did not understand. And like you're going to see, very, very important. Jump to verse 6. Romans chapter 10 from verse 6, 1 to 3, go. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. Say not in thy heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Verse 7. Or who shall descend into the deep? That is to bring up Christ again from the dead. That means, don't be saying in your heart, I wish God can just come down and say, help me. I wish God can just come and show up for me. He said, that's not what to say. Are you following this? Are you following this? Let's start again. Romans 10 from verse 6. We're reading all the way to verse 10. So, Romans chapter 10 from verse 6. 1 to 3, go. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. Say not in thy heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Verse 7. Or who shall descend into the deep? That is to bring up Christ again from the dead. Verse 8. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Listen. He's saying that the word of God, the word of God that is near you is as good as Christ coming from heaven or rising from the dead. I wish I was there if Jesus Christ was, when he was alive. He's telling you that the word of God that is already near you is as good as when Jesus was alive on the earth. He's still alive, but he's not physically on the earth. He's spiritually in our heart and physically in heaven. But what's yet? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. Can we all read this verse together? 1, 2, 3, go. But what's yet it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Verse 9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Glory. Verse 10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. He's saying that the teaching of the word of faith is that the word of God must be close to your mouth and must be in your heart if it's going to change your life. The word of God must be on your lips and must be in your heart if it's going to change your life. Now you may say, they have come again. I know what they want to say. They have come. Well, we should start confessing. I know that's what they want to say. What he's telling you is that when you meet a person and hear what he's saying, you will know what is inside his heart. You will know why he's where he is. You can be in church and we can be religious. They have all the Christianity. It is well. It is well. On a normal day, when you start talking to the person and what is inside the person's heart comes out, you will know why the person's life is that way. There's a way the person will just start talking. You will know what is nigh unto him. You will know whether it is the word of God that is nigh to him, or it is a challenge, or it is a circumstance. Please, are you hearing what I'm saying? Ask your neighbor, what is in your heart? What is in your heart? When you meet a person and the person just starts talking, you will know what is close to him. I've come to discover that, see, this faith thing is not hard though. This faith thing is not hard though. It is the word of God in your heart and in your mouth. In fact, if the word of God is in your heart, it will be in your mouth. Anything that is in your heart, you talk about it naturally. When you were in love with that boy, all your friends knew. Before you know, just start talking. John is a very nice guy. Who is John now? What is the problem? We are talking about the food we cook in the house. Just started talking about John. Somehow, John has a way of entering inside the conversation. When you are in love with that girl, Janet has a way of entering inside the conversation. Even if you are talking about prayer and fasting, you know, Janet can pray. How did you get here? Because it is in your heart. Are you with me? He says, once the word of God enters the heart and the mouth and the heart and are in agreement, it must manifest. That's how you got saved. That's how you got saved. Once the word of God enters your heart and your mouth are in agreement, it must manifest. It's just like saying, I don't know. I am eating, but it's not showing. See, if you eat food and if you keep eating food, it must show. If you stop eating food for the next 2 weeks, it will show in your body. It's not by saying, no, pastor, see, do you know that my mouth and my heart are agreeing to the word of God? Listen, if your heart and your mouth are agreeing to what the word of God has said, it will show. In fact, whatever is showing right now is what your heart and your mouth has been agreeing since. The agreement of your heart and your mouth is what has brought you to where you are. This thing I'm saying is serious. That's why I decided to come to teach this thing. Have you ever seen that verse that says, a good man, out of the abundance of his heart, bringeth forth good things? Listen, if you will ever walk in faith, like what Pastor Wisdom was explaining, the things you want to see must have become substance inside your heart. And for that to happen, you have to take the word of God. So, for instance, if you are trusting God for a healing, that word that you are trusting God for healing, the word of God that he has promised about healing, must leave the pages of the scripture and get on your lips. And it must move from just on your lips to inside your heart. See, most of the time, the first set of confessions you are making is to drive the word of God from the paper into your heart. And as you keep confessing it, you are also bringing out what is there to your manifestation. Are you with me? This thing I'm saying, I wish I have a better word to use to explain it. But I've looked at my journey and I've seen it's true. It's true. It is true. Let me give an example. Have you ever thought about a color before? And you went on the road and that's all you were seeing. Has it happened to you before? Okay, let me give you an example. Have you ever been preparing for a program? Like the program or the event or maybe an outing was so strong on your mind. So strong in your heart. It was so strong in your heart. The time for the event was 8 a.m. And you, normally, now 10 p.m. 10 a.m. you're awake. You know something like that? If you like, come and put horn. Close to their room by 6 a.m. and be shouting, paw, 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 paw. They will not wake up. They will say, I was hearing the horn in my dream. You know, people like that. But you can be so aroused by an outing. The time is for 7. Or the outing is for 8. And 7 o'clock you woke up. Has it happened before? See, it was so much your heart. All of a sudden, your body began to conform to all the things that will fulfill the conditions for that thing to be done. What does that tell you? That means anything you are going to see again in your future, it has to enter your heart first. Your heart and mouth must be saying it. Let me tell you, many times people are talking, but their heart is not there. You may tell them, say it is well, but deep down they are saying, my own no good. So I know my own self. My own thing will always delay. That's what they mean in their heart. Their heart and their mouth are not saying the same thing. God is saying, the word of faith is that if your heart and your mouth can agree on a thing, it has been done. It has been done. Praise the Lord. In fact, if you go deeper on this subject of the word of faith, you will discover, you know, some people, when they hear about faith, all they think about is the prosperity. This is where I've come with their prosperity gospel, name it, claim it. When you begin to study the Bible on the subject of the word of faith, you will find out that it's a very serious and deep truth. In fact, it is a principle of obedience unto God. Let me show you something. Deuteronomy chapter 30 from verse 10. While you're opening that, I don't know if you remember the story of the woman with the issue of blood. She heard of Jesus and she began to say in her heart, if I can only touch the hem of his garment. If I can only touch the hem of his... That was what she said in her heart. Are you following me? Somebody else said, Master, you don't need to come. I don't need to touch you. Speak the word only. Are you seeing how faith works? Somebody will say, ah, this thing will take me 10 years. And that person will say, we can do it in 1 year. And as the person is saying and has agreed in his heart, that's what will happen. Are you getting me? If somebody says, see, in this Nigeria, see, you cannot make it without connection. See, as he's saying it, that's what's entering his heart. And his heart has accepted it and has believed it. That's what he has accepted. Without connection, he will not move forward. Somebody or us, we say, I don't need to know the whole world. If I know God, I know my future. And he keeps saying that, and that enters his heart. You will see, without him knowing everybody, without him having one connection, things will begin to... Do you understand it? What was inside his heart to begin to manifest? Deuteronomy chapter 30. Now, we are reading Paul in the book of Romans. You will find out that what Paul was teaching in the book of Romans, he actually drew it from Moses. Moses was the first person to talk about the word of faith. So, Deuteronomy chapter 30 from verse 10. It says, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandment and his statutes, which are written in this book of the law, and if thou turn unto the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul, verse 11, for this is the commandment which I command thee this day. It is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. Verse 12. It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven that and bring it unto us? Does this, wait. Does this remind you of what we're just reading in the book of Romans? Follow me. Verse 12, 1 to 3, go. It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, let me hear your voices, to heaven and bring it unto us that we may hear it and do it. Verse 13. Neither is it beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us that we may hear it and do it. Verse 14. But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. God believes that if you can put the word of God in your mouth and in your heart, you will do it. Eventually, you will do it. If your heart agrees with what your mouth is saying, and your mouth says what your heart is saying, eventually that is what will happen. Read on verse 15. See, I have said before this day, life and good, and death and evil. Go on. Verse 17. But shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them. We will not read other parts. Those other parts are curses. But if thy heart turn away, let me tell you the burden of my heart for this evening. What are you putting in your heart? Proverbs 4 verse 23. It says, guard thy heart with all diligence. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Out of it are the issues of life. Let me tell you, I think that the problem is that many times people are religious about what they put in their heart. They think that it's only when they are serious that they are putting things in their heart. Even when you are joking, you are putting things in your heart. Yes. Every time you hear something hard and accept it as yours, you have put something in your heart. There are many of us, the challenge is that we are struggling with things that we have embraced a long time ago. That's why faith is hard for some people. They have heard so much of the wrong thing in the past, They've heard so much of the evil things that right now to even accept the right things is not possible. They'll say, business don't work that place. But do you know that there will be somebody that will come there and it will work? Don't join them, our sisters. Don't join them. All the good men are finished. Do you know what you just said? Pastor, it is very hard to find a good man. Just manage the one you are seeing. Choose your poison. You see, that thing you are saying is what you actually believe. They may be in church and shout, receive your husband's in Jesus. They will shout, amen. I receive. But in their mind, in their heart, what they are saying is not easy. Are you getting me? So you have to begin to learn to uproot. Sometimes it is the movies they have watched. Are you getting me? Sometimes it is the condition from the appearance. Sometimes it is the talk from their friends. Sometimes it's society. Sometimes it's jokes. And out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Remember, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And once your heart and your mouth agrees on a thing, it will become your reality. That's the word of faith. If your mouth and your heart agree on a thing, that is what you will do. Check the people that struggle with whatever they are struggling with. Maybe it's pornography, maybe it's sexual immorality. It began with somebody talking to them about it first. They heard about it, they watched it, they saw it. Are you getting me? And after a while, they began to manifest. After a while, they began to consider, what if I start? What if I try? So that means if you are going to walk in faith, you have to reverse the process. And that was what God did for Abraham. So now, Abraham's name was originally Abram. And what does Abram mean? You don't know how deadly that name was. That name meant assumed father. Abram means assumed. You are not a father, but we can assume you are. And so God said, come, this is what we'll do. We're going to change your name from Abram to Abraham. See, the thing about faith is that it is not an overnight thing. It is something that happens in the process of time where God does a change inside. Like I was saying in Abuja, when Jesus says, ye shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and it shall be done unto you. The real mountain is not the one you are seeing. The real mountain is the one inside you. When God has moved the mountain inside you, you can easily move any mountain outside. Are you with me? That's where the real mountain is. I'm too old. It cannot happen again. Who told you? Who told you? It's too late. Who told you? You have accepted something that's contrary to God's plan for you. God now began to teach Abraham. So now, Abraham's name, you are going to be changed from Abraham to Abraham. Every time they ask you, what is your name? Do you know what Abraham will say? Father of many nations. Unconsciously, as he was answering them, he was hearing himself. Are you getting this? At some point, God said, no, we need to hasten this thing up. Abraham, come. Can you count the stars of heaven? You see, God is working on his imagination right now. God is trying to change what he's seeing so that he can change what is inside him. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yes, do you want to get married? Go and find wedding pictures and be looking at it. It may look foolish. You are changing something inside of you. After a while, it is yourself you'll be seeing inside the... But brothers, it's yourself you're seeing wearing the coat. When I talk about marriages, I like to talk about guys because many people think it's all about women. I have seen... See, this is a spiritual thing, you know? I have seen well-to-do brothers who... they have not been able to find a sister. Every sister they want to get married to, after when they are close to the wedding, they will just say they had one bad dream. They are not doing again. I've seen it. Some people, they know too much about the problem. Small pain, they have gone to research. To check Google. You know what's happening? They are feeding their mind. This thing can lead to an operation. And from the operation, they will have to cut one leg. Are you getting me? So now, every time they walk, if they feel the pain, they will cut my leg. You see, the more you keep doing that thing, one day you will find yourself on that hospital bed. You will see somebody enter a relationship, she was already thinking how the breakup will be. Look into my eyes and tell me you are not doing again. You don't need practice. You are already practicing. You are already practicing. You don't know that you are creating substance. God began to teach Abraham that no, change. This was the same problem with the Israelites and Goliath. For 40 days, every day, Goliath will come out and say, none of you can challenge me. And they kept on hearing that. After a while, they started saying, we cannot challenge them. Are you getting this? After a while, even if there was somebody that had the anointing and the power, he has destroyed it. Are you getting this? Then God had to bring somebody who was not under that kind of conditioning. Are you following what I'm saying? Can you tell the neighbor, recondition yourself? This is serious. So it may look easy. It may look like pastor is just, they don't want to preach a nice message. They just want to. I'm telling you, this is what I've walked through. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. You know, people have asked, these young pastors, how do they get resources to do what they do? How do they? See, it's called rugged faith. Archbishop Benson, that also says bulldozer faith. That's how he calls it. Rugged faith. Rugged. I've learned to say things like, there is nothing impossible to me. I thought you would talk now. There is nothing impossible to me. I am born for signs and wonders. I am born for signs and wonders. Nothing fails in my hand. Nothing fails in my hand. Nothing fails in my hand. Hey. You know what is called the fight of faith? The fight of faith is when everything is looking like it's crashing in your front like this. Crashing. Everything is crashing. But in that face, in that challenge, you are saying, no, nothing fails in my hand. Nothing fails in my hand. Are you with me? You are protecting what you are building with God on your inside. You better, see, let me tell you, this may be the key to your future. I am telling you. See, sometimes you may have to sit with the word of God, open the Bible and read it. Let something enter. When last did you sit down and listen to a sermon from beginning to the end? Let the things from that sermon enter your heart. When last? When the possibility of God enters your heart, that may be your deliverance. I shared a story. I'm sure the OGs here will know the story. The old guys will know. Years ago, I was reading my Bible. And I read Ephesians chapter 5. And I got to verse 26, verse 27, that says, we are members of his flesh and of his bones. We are members of his flesh and of his bones. Ah! Ephesians chapter 5, that should be verse 29, verse 31. Okay, verse 29 and verse 30, please. Verse 29. Now, he was talking about Christ and the church, husband and wife, but something else touched me there. Everybody read Ephesians 5, verse 29. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. So that means the Lord nourishes his body. That is the church, right? The Lord is the head of the church. His body is the church. And so he cherishes his body. He nourishes his body. Then he says in verse 30, for we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. That means the Lord nourishes you. The Lord cherishes you. Are you getting this? This was the verse I read. And you see the problem? Many people read it, but it does not enter enough to enter their spirits. Tomorrow I will talk more about this. It does not enter enough to enter their spirit. Sometimes there are some things you need to read 8 times. Because you need to battle with the things you've been hearing for many years. It needs to enter your spirit, because whatever is locked in your spirit is what's manifesting in your life. For instance, it has been locked in my spirit that can never be stranded. It's not possible. See, the day I knew that this thing has entered, one day I went to... I'm coming back to Ephesians 5. I went to the airport and I got there. And they said, there's an issue with your ticket. You cannot travel. Stand here. But it has been locked in my spirit. There is always a way for me. See, you know, the Bible says that they that are born of the spirit are like the wind. You cannot trap the wind somewhere. That's what John chapter 3 says. You cannot trap the wind. A wind will always find its way. Hey. So I was there. I didn't bother myself. I was just standing there. I cannot be stranded. I am born of God. I cannot be stranded. I'm on the Lord's assignment. I cannot be stranded. One businessman that I met some months ago in the airport, he just walked and passed. Man of God, what are you doing here? I said, I'm just waiting. There's an issue with my ticket. He said, issue with your ticket? Really? Ask me, why? What was he doing there when I was stranded? You see, that is what your heart can arrange. Some people, their heart has been arranged to impossibility to the point where even when there was money in the ATM, just before they came, the money finished. they are used to bad luck. They have arranged it. They have locked it inside. Are you getting me? And they keep saying my own no good. And see, I mean, I just, all these people's waiting in my face. That's why it will increase. You know, if you listen to what I thought in the morning, if you keep saying what you are seeing, you will keep seeing what you are seeing. And so I was standing there. He said, you know what? Tell the manager, any class of ticket you want to take, business class, first class, I will pay. What? No, we can't keep money. We can't keep you here, sir. We can't. Where I was like, thank you, Jesus. That's how things happen for me. Oh. There is always a way. Can you say after me, there is always a way? Say it again, there is always a way. Say it again, there is always a way. Now, as you are saying it, close your eyes and say it in your heart, there is always a way. As you are saying it with your mouth, also say it with your heart, there is always a way. Ephesians 5. So, it says, for we are members of his flesh and of his bones. And so I remember that day. When it hit me in my spirit, I began to run around. I'm a member. I'm a member. I'm a member of his flesh and of his bones. I'm a member. My mom was around that day. She said, what's going on? I said, I'm a member. She said, what? Member of which club? I said, I'm a member of his flesh and of his bones. Hey, I'm a member. Two years later, I was in a house. I was staying in Lagos as at this time. I was in a house. And in the night, a strange man walked into my room. Now, he entered physically. I was not dreaming. I was wide awake. Wide awake. I couldn't see him, but I could feel him. And came and held my neck like this. And I was battling with an invisible man. Battling. Whoa! Some of you have experienced that kind of thing before, right? In the night where somebody's coming to press you. Physically, this man was pressing me. Pressing me for 45 minutes. From 12 midnight to 12:45, I left the bed, ran out of the room, and I was still struggling with the man. Then after a while, I heard somebody say, are you not a member? I remembered that I'm a member. I couldn't even shout I'm a member of his flesh. I just shouted, I'm a member! And it was like a wind blew the person away. If thou faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. The Bible says the entrance of his word giveth light. And giveth understanding is simple. It giveth light. It drives away the darkness. You need to go back. You want to change your life. You want to change it. Go back and sit with the word of God. What has he said? I will sit with it. Sometimes you may need to write out some scriptures. Write it out. I am the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me to do? I am the God of all flesh. Let it enter your heart. See, one of the ways you know it has entered your heart, there's no doubt again. It's called fully persuaded. No doubt. When will you get married? I'm married already. Just watch. You start talking like that because your heart has embraced it, has captured it. If you are not yet there, go and stay with the word of God again. If you see something like you become scared, go back. Go back to the word of God. Go back to the word of God. The word of God will be in my heart and in my mouth. This is the word of faith which we preach. That was how you got saved. They were preaching to you the gospel till a point where he said, I believe in Jesus. I believe in Jesus. The Lord asked me to teach this generation faith, especially young people. If you're under the age of 70, listen to what I am saying carefully. Don't let your life be lived by choice, by chance. Let it be lived by choice. Don't let it fall to chance. Don't let it fall to chance. Oh, you feel bad. Sometimes you just, you know, the way life is, some days you will just wake up and feel bad. You know what I'm talking about? You wake up like this and you just say, why am I like this? Why am I like this? Why is it like this? And you start crying. If you stay there, you are crystallizing what Satan is bringing to your heart.
Say, no, why you? See, me, I'm just being honest, too. Honest bunch. I'm just being honest. I'm just being honest.
No, don't be honest like that, too. You know, let me tell you the truth. You are not honest. You're actually dishonest. The Bible says, why are we looking at the things which are seen? For the things which are seen are temporal. That means that pain you are feeling is a lie. It's a lie that is trying to stand the test of time. It's a lie. Are you with me? If you are looking at what you are facing and calling it the truth, it's a lie. And you are declaring a lie as your truth. Are you with me? What God has said is the truth. See, something can be true but not the truth. Hey. The truth is the meaning of a thing according to the intent of the maker. The truth is something that can never change. The truth is something that can never change. But you see, sickness can come and go. So it can be true, but it's not the truth. I may be looking small today, but I am destined for greatness. That is the truth. That is the truth. My sound will be heard around the world. That is the truth. Jump on your feet.
Somebody saying, Pastor, you are just talking. You don't know what we are going through. You are just talking. So we will just accept.
My God. I wish I can tell you some stories. Korea Balatos. See, there is a way you will accept this thing so strongly. After a while, the materials, the circumstance, the arrangement, everything will begin to fall in place. So after me, that's my life. I remember when, by the grace of God, I've used this thing for a long time, a very, very, very long time. My auntie, my mother's younger sister, when I got admitted into Covenant University, she looked at me one day and said, this guy, she just came to the house and said, this guy, you are not a normal child, though. I said, why do you say that? She said, 4 years ago, I came to this house and I asked you, what school do you want to go? And you said Covenant, and I told you, ta. Which kind of talk is that? Do you know how much money your mother has? And you just said it. You said, she said, see what I did. That, there, no. That is, I was in GS what? She said, you just did like this. That's my own. Me, I've said my own. She said that you just stood up and said, I've said my own. She said, now, how did it happen? Did it happen through my parents? My mother tried for me and she was always there for me. She's still there for me. What happened was that I went to do evangelism. On my way, coming back from evangelism, I met a man. The man said, I know you now. How are you? I said, I'm fine. So what are you doing now? I said, hey, I'm doing this. Come to my house and see me. That was how everything changed. So what moved him? The word he had spoken in the spirit was waiting. Yes. Waiting. I just discovered that where we are using in Abuja, Silverbed at the Central Business District. I have been there before. 6 years ago, I was there for a meeting. And I just said, it would be nice to have church here. I said it and left. Today, that's where our church is. In the heart of Abuja. Don't allow... See. Tell your neighbor, believe the word of God. Believe the word of God. When God tells you, step out of the boat and walk on the water, believe him. Believe him. Are you getting me? Sometimes, Lord, I believe your word. I embrace your word. I put it in my heart. I put it in my mouth. You know, when we began to use billboards, the first time I went to price billboard, they told me 250,000. I said, hey! Because our church offering there was not up to 5K. I said, hey! Then I told them, I called everybody, I said, you see this billboard, we will use it. You see this one, we will use it. You see this one, we will use it. In fact, as I was saying it, I knew the way they were looking at me. I said, Pastor, you said be coming down. Like, Yusuf, be coming down. Like, be coming down now. Today, we have used. We are expanding to more. And we are saying more things. Can you raise your hands and say after me, Heavenly Father, I receive strength to embrace your word. Heavenly Father, I receive grace to embrace your word, to speak your word until it changes my reality. Glory!